Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them. They were like troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." And then he summoned the 12 disciples and gave them power over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles were first Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent them out after telling them, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. I think I have to come up this high so that the people at the back can see me. Sometimes it's not easy to walk around. There's a lot of furniture here, but it helps the people at the back. I would like to pause for some conversation in homily here about how to make Father's Day a holy day. It's unusual for me to speak off of the scriptures, but today I think we have a teaching for us. As true disciples of Jesus Christ, we have a teaching that is found in our celebration of Father's Day. When we come to celebrate Father's Day, there is a manner in which we can make this day holy. It speaks to every one of us in some manner, some way. You have a dominant remembrance of your father. Think about the dominant remembrance you have of your father. It might be a picture you have of him, perhaps a moment of kindness, some moment of forgiveness, some love, some admiration, some compliment that you received in your journey of life from your father. It might be some opportunity you had to forgive your father. Many of us have these sacred remembrances of our fathers as people who nurtured us and blessed us and cared for us. The reliable, the center, the stabilizing person in our lives. And yet others have remembrances, sadly, of abuse or neglect or abandonment, something that made a person's life impoverished rather than enriched. But we do have, each and every one of us, especially on Father's Day, we have some dominant remembrance of our fathers. Ernest Hemingway, in his book Capital of the World, tells this story. It's set in Madrid, since Hemingway spent a fair amount of time in Madrid, in Spain, not always in Madrid. The story about this young man, his name is Paco. And Paco's father is wealthy. And Paco and his father have a falling out. They have some major division, Paco wants to become a bullfighter. That's his ambition. His father and himself have a big dispute, and Paco leaves home. His father said, well, he'll come back. But he doesn't come back. And then he doesn't come back. And now the father goes out looking for him. And he goes all through Madrid, through the streets, looking for his son, Paco. Finally, in desperation, knowing that he cannot find him on the streets of Madrid, he decides to put an ad in the newspaper. And the ad says, Paco, meet me at the Montana Hotel on Tuesday at 12 noon. All is forgiven. I love you. Signed, Papa. So he waits, and he goes to the Montana Hotel at 12 o'clock at noon on Tuesday, and 800 Pacos show up. Now, Hemingway wants to tell us something here. First of all, the father made the first move. It didn't matter who was right and who was wrong. The dignity of the father made the first move. The nobility of the father made the first move. And at some time in our lives, we are all the father, we are all Paco. We're all looking for a place to be reconciled. We're looking for a place of healing. We're looking for an experience of forgiveness, especially in our families. There we hope we'll find a place of grace, of encouragement, of life, of shelter, a shelter in times of struggle. Hemingway wants to tell us that we're all looking for the Hotel Montana at 12 noon on Tuesday. Happens to every father sometime. It happens to every son. We're all Paco. We are all the father. My father was an inspiration in my life, an extraordinary influence in my life, ever since I was very young. When my father got old, he inspired me even more. Now I was allowed to give back to my father some measure of what he had given to me. I was able to take his teaching and bring it back as a grace and a gift, free. As he had given freely to me, I would give back with equal freedom. The dominant remembrance I have of my father, there are many, but there is one. And I have mentioned this before, but it fits the moment. So I'll speak about it again. In 1991, I was young at Holy Family. The place was growing. We were trying to get this place to grow. We were hiring staff, and we were building, enlarging our community. And I got a call from Ireland saying my father got a bad stroke. In the middle of April, 1991. So I rushed back to Ireland, and I went to the hospital every day, spent most of the day with my father. And after a week, he was getting much better. And the doctor said, I think he's going to be fine. So I said to him one evening, I have to go back to Holy Family. But I'll be back the beginning of July. I'll be back in 6 weeks. And he said, I want you to go back. Go back to Holy Family. I'll be fine. And I said, I'm leaving in the morning. And he said, I want you to do something for me before you leave. I said, okay. I want you to hear my confession. I said, wow. Here's a man who went to Mass every day, absolute integrity, an honorable, decent man, asking me, his son, to hear his confession. Well, I heard his confession, and I blessed him. Perhaps he knew more than I knew. Then I left the next day, hoping to see him in July when I come back. I was back 1 week. I got a call from a nun, a sister at the hospital, saying, "Your father died. He died peacefully last night." And I said, "Wow." The last moments I had with my father was hearing his confession. And he taught me something, even at the end. He taught me that you're most powerful when you're fully human. I loved him more when he made his confession than I ever loved him before. It was his humanity that inspired me. His gift to me was his humanity. The fullness of being a broken human person, needing forgiveness and needing the grace of God. There is no perfect father anywhere at any time. There's no perfect priest. This notion that the priest is all holy, it's a lot of empty rhetoric. We're all human. We all need forgiveness. And we're at our best when we confess our weaknesses. I never forgot that. I believed it before, but my experience with my father confirmed it. When I sit here and hear confessions, I admire the person so much. Typically, at the end of a confession, I say, "I think you're a very good person." People say, "Oh, God, don't tell me that." That's because you don't know me. But I do know you. I know you're sincere, you're honest, you're humble, you'd like to be better, you're sensitive. If you hurt somebody, you notice it. That's an extraordinary, wonderful person I've got here. When you're fully human, that's when you're most inspiring. So what? So Father's Day. We will celebrate our fathers, we'll honor our fathers. To keep in mind, there may be a grace here that we're overlooking. There may be some father listening to me or here present who says, "I need to ask for forgiveness. I need to be blessed in my brokenness and my poverty. I need to be loved in my emptiness, not in my applause and the recognition. This is good. But there's something deeper inside of us, inside of me. We all need to be forgiven sometime. We all need to go to the Hotel Montana at 12 noon on Tuesday and find a place that satisfies the hungers we have to belong to one another. As a priest, I am most effective when I am most human. Not all dressed up and, you know, applauded. That's all superficial. I'm at my best when I'm human. You as a father, you're at your best when you're human. When you say, "I need to go to the Hotel Montana to be reconciled." So take this day as a day of blessing, a day of recognition, a day of thanks where your families will thank you for the gift of your fatherhood. But take it also as an invitation to grace, where I'll be at my best when I ask for forgiveness, and I need to be reconciled. I think that's the meaning. And so in testimony to my father who taught me through his humanity, as has been my tradition here for a long time, and I think, I don't know if most people come to this Mass to receive the Eucharist or to listen to the song, but in any case, I'm going to sing the song. Okay, this is an anthem, it's a prayer, it's gratitude, it's recognition, it's beauty, it's wonder. It's my father, it's your father. So listen to this. The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed, he's laid to rest, and I feel all alone. He was more than just my father, my teacher, my best friend, and he'll still be heard in the tunes we've shared when I play them on my own. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream, and show me things not known to kings, secrets between him and me, like the colors of a pheasant as she rises in the morn, or how to fish or make a wish beside the fairy tree. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. I thought he'd live forever. He looked so big and strong, but the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and a son. And suddenly when it happened, there was no fun left unsaid, no second chance for words of thanks for all the things he'd done. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. God, I miss him, the old man.